Hey, back here on Downtown, it's 18 past 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. Time to talk some Maine Black Bear football. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us again.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Let's start out with talking about Saturday's game. Weather conditions, not great, but let's focus on the positives here. First of all, we didn't get a big tropical storm, and that was good. But also, man, your guys played so well in that first half, a scoreless first quarter, down 7-3 at halftime, and the defense really doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a great first half. I thought the players really focused in on the things that we felt like were going to be the keys to the victory, and controlled the field position throughout, outside of the turnover in the second half. Outside of that, I thought we really did a nice job with the field position, and that's how we're going to stay in the game. Feel for these guys. I mean, the players, coaches, everyone's working really hard. Not getting the outcome we want, but that will come. You know, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of positive to take away from it. There's no moral victories, but there's things that we can say, hey, you know, we're making progress, so, we will get to where we want to be.
I know people sometimes overlook special teams, but I thought especially the work of Aiden Cadigan punting was terrific and made a big difference in getting that pretty good field position.
Yeah, Aiden, I thought that was his best game so far. You never want to have him on the field too much, but when he was out there, he contributed immensely by being able to flip the field and put us in more advantageous positions. So, he's a great young man, a great addition to the team.
Offensively, you had your struggles, just 7 first downs on the day, but you were also up against one of the premier defensive teams in the country there. And I know folks asked you about it earlier today during the conference call. Are you considering making any changes based on the way things have started out?
No, just more like improvements and things we can do to put ourselves in a better position to be more productive on offense. I think there's some things to pull from. First of all, we can't hurt ourselves early in drives. That's been a theme the past 2 weeks. Is we've had a couple of drives each game where we've started out with a holding call, or then you're getting to a 1st and 20. It's hard to dig yourself out of there. We got to be better and more efficient, as I've said, first and second down, so we're not in those long third down situations. We're more advantageous situations where we can convert and continue to move the chains. We've got to move the chains so we can go and score, or at least flip the field. That's how we're going to be able to control the game and keep our defense on the sideline.
We got to see our first opportunity of Brian Santana Feast out there. Had a couple of nice runs. Might we see more of him this week against Stony Brook?
Yes, I thought he did a excellent job stepping in there, and just really, that's been the progression. I mean, he got here during training camp with a week and a half left of training camp, so good to get him going. We'll continue to expand his role.
Now, anybody who knows football and knows the conference realized how tough the first four games in this schedule were, and there are no easy games in the CAA. But having said that, if you look at the next 7 games, it's certainly a little bit easier than facing 3 consecutive nationally ranked teams.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this conference is it's really tough top to bottom. I mean, every team plays really hard. Every team is physical. So we know we're going to get Stony Brook's best shot. This is a great football team. The history of tough physical players, and I certainly feel like we're going to get their best here, and we'll have to have a great week of preparation.
Well, and obviously that they might be better than people thought. They gave Richmond a heck of a game, losing in the final minute or so.
Yeah, that was a that was an eventful game. I mean, I think Richmond turned the ball over 5 times, Stony Brook turned it over 4 times, and really a back and forth game, and Stony Brook came up just short. But you could see the passion that their team plays with and the heart, and that's going to be on display on Saturday.
Absolutely. It's 3:30 start Saturday afternoon for the Black Bears and the Sea Wolves. And the nice thing is now more home games than road games the rest of the way, and that's going to be nice to have.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be good to be home, get on that routine. This will be our first real home game scheduled out, as we think it's going to be. Obviously, our first one was the short week, but good to be here in front of our home crowd here on Maine's campus, and excited for a great turnout. This will be Military Appreciation Day.
Excellent, excellent. Look, this can be, especially this time of year, this is not an easy job. It's a stressful job, and particularly when you're struggling to get wins and you know you've got a better team than the record indicates. What do you do, Jordan, to get away from it when you get home? Are you able to take a break and get some quality family time and do something fun?
Right now, I mean, we're in the thick of it right now. So, I'm there around my family and kids, and try to make the most of those small windows. Got home this morning to see my daughter get on the school bus. So I do that as much as I can on Mondays.
That's pretty good stuff right there. Awesome. Well, Jordan, hope you have a good week of practice. Looking forward to the game Saturday afternoon. Maine and Stony Brook, again, a 3:30 start. Thank you so much, Jordan, as always, and we'll see you Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Rich. We'll see you Saturday.
You got it. Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears, with us here on Downtown.